Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. Very pleased to say I am joined now by Matt and Jeff of The Show Rules, formerly of Everrise. Matt and Jeff, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
This is great. It's nice to talk to you.
Been looking forward to this one for quite some time.
So normally, I yell at the screen at Adam, but now he's actually going to be talking back. So that's very exciting.
What a world. Technology.
Very exciting.
What a world.
Fantastic. We're all sharing a coffee here together.
Oh yeah, some cafe coffee.
Is it instant? Because I only drink instant coffee.
It's disgusting. Only instant coffee. We're not fancy here. No,
you're an instant guy too.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Oh no. I'm outnumbered. I don't like this one. This is
it's
not
so
going
quick.
Well.
It's so
this
quick. Not you just, going you well. Dump it in. You dump it in. You get a stir. You pour the water. Well, you pour the water, then you stir. I confuse the roles.
Quite gross.
Very easy. But
it's a pleasure to chat to you. We're huge fans of you here at What Culture. And just devastating news, obviously, of your release from WWE just a few weeks back. Were you surprised by that? I know a lot of these seemingly came out of the blue.
Yeah, surprised huge, to say the least, you know? Surprised to say the least. It seemed to us that we had our whole careers in front of us in WWE. Yeah. We're on TV every week, right? Doing everything that we wanted to do, you know?
Yeah, since like the month of October, we were doing something every week. And, you know, especially on NXT, finally getting like those, flushing out those characters, which was always kind of like the idea, but it was like, it was a slow start. So it was always this idea to introduce us as these kind of losers and these dorks.
Background players. Yeah. Like where you just show up, you pop up in a scene, you know what I mean? And you say something smart or snarky and maybe you eat some crow for it or something.
Yeah.
And over time, you know, the snowball keeps going downhill. And
that was picking up. It was picking up steam. Unfortunately, in the line of pro wrestling, job security isn't always something that is a check mark in the box. Like we all know this. Entertainment industry in general, it's very risky. So you know these things. You know when you sign contracts, they're like, oh, this might not last the time that it's supposed to.
Could end at any time.
Anytime. And, you know, then sometimes you could be there for 15 years. It's just what it is. And it's
so
cliche to say.
To answer your question, we were shocked. We were surprised.
Very shocked.
We were very surprised.
It's like you say, I mean, we've been covering it on our NXT review podcast. We're, you know, always looking out for you guys. Like you say, you were doing stuff with Hit Row and you had, you know, just occasional appearances. I mean, your interactions with like Raquel Gonzalez, for example, it felt like it just came out of nowhere. But then again, I suppose a lot of these WWE releases seem to be doing that at the moment.
So the way that I saw it, like the second Braun Strowman got let go, like it was like all bets were off.
Mm-hmm.
All bets were off. Like, did anything matter? You know what I mean?
For sure. Because usually, like, we all know that those pockets of releases, everyone calls it spring cleaning, right? You always know that it's the April after Mania. Like, there's generally some cleaning up there. So there's always that consensus of when that happens. And if you're, like, on the outside, you're like, oh, I guess that's over. When you're on the inside, you're like, whoo, I lasted another year.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, with the world
that's
being
exactly what it's like,
with the world being what it is, it's just everything is very unpredictable. And unfortunately, they're on the business side of things making decisions that are looking more towards business end than just the professional wrestling product. And I think we kind of got caught up in that.
Yeah, we would moan whenever we'd report on this about the supposed budget cuts. Because, I mean, you know, like you say, not to pick him out or anything like that. Braun Strowman, for example, was on a major contract. And whether or not that contributed to his release is a different conversation entirely. But, it just strikes me that I mean, you got you guys doing stuff with someone like Aleister Black, again, for example, who felt
that's
like
they were
in the mix of something. It feels like sometimes that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing in terms of, like you say, a business decision, but then a creative's doing something very different. Is that your experience?
I mean, I think that's pretty much above our pay grade, really. Yeah. Like, is knowing the functions of how that communication is, like, really... I wish I had answers for it,
but we
really don't. All we know is our firsthand experience is just, especially being, I feel like NXT was also a little bit different than, let's say, Raw and SmackDown. Like, for a while, we're on this kind of an island doing our own thing.
It certainly always felt like we were, like, NXT was this island. And then I think maybe that changed over the last couple months, maybe a little bit.
It seems to. But for our end, like, there was always great communication between whether it be Triple H and Shawn Michaels or, you know, the coaches, the performance center, the writing team, the producers, great communication all around. So it was like, again, so that's kind of why it comes as, you know, a bit of a surprise, because we're still in the process of working on stuff that day.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That day.
You're pitching ideas back and forth.
Yeah. So.
Right.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of the reason why we enjoyed you so much is you're so creative. You've got not only your appearances, like you say, occasional appearances on NXT, whether it be in ring or backstage or whatever, but you've got obviously Ever-Rise Live on WWE's YouTube channel. You had the pre-show. That seemed like something you really enjoyed. And how was WWE involved in that? Was like say, it strikes me something that you two would come up with and pitch to them, or how did that all come about?
Yeah, so... when we started on 205, I guess it was like about a year ago, spring,
year
I guess.
Yeah.
We knew that in order for us to stand out, right? 205, some of the best athletes in the entire world, right? Some of the absolute, like, just studs. So for us to stand out, we had to talk, right? That's what we do. We're huge personalities. We have to find a way to show what we can do on the microphone. So we would just grab the social team and be like, let's go. We had a match tonight. We're going to do a promo.
Let's figure out something.
And every week we would just keep doing more and more, and people seem to be into it, right?
Yeah.
Now, the thing about it is, to do promos after matches, it depends on being booked, right? Like, you got to be booked to have something to talk about. And eventually we just said, oh no.
Technical.
Oh no, what's happening over here? Oh boy. Eventually we just said, yeah.
Look at that. Just trying to figure it out here, guys.
We just said, forget this.
Good enough.
Let's find a way to be able to speak every single week without depending on being booked on a show.
And also to that, like, doing these promos, as fun as they are, the more you do, the more it's seen and it can be kind of passed over. You know what I mean? Like, it does have a shelf life. So we started throwing out ideas. Like, initially when we signed, we're just spitballing ideas. We're like, it would be great if we had a show that was like primetime wrestling.
Oh yeah.
You know, with Bobby Heenan, Gorilla Monsoon talking about everything in WWE. So that was always an idea in the back of our heads. And it's hard to get that going when the company's not like, oh yes, do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they hire a bunch of people and they don't know exactly where everybody needs to go, right? So they put you in the system and it's kind of up to you to navigate those waters and show them what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
And that's what we were trying to do.
So that's where the idea came
from. Pretty successfully, I think. You know?
We started out by just, hey, let's just give this a run. Instead of doing a promo tonight after the show, let's just try and do a mock talk show.
Oh, that was the initial idea.
Yeah.
Was, so you have a Talk and Smack and Raw Talk, right? So the idea was to do a parody of that, but for 205 Live.
Taco 5 Live.
Something like that, right? Yeah. So it's going to be a parody of Talking Smack. And then that slowly evolved into just us BSing with the camera, like talk show style, and eventually moved away from 205, you know?
Yeah. And like, as far as the company being involved at first, other than just the social team, like our producer was, we always talked about him on the show, our producer, Anthony. Other than him and a couple of other guys, like, it was just a real rogue operation.
Oh, some of the best times that we had in WWE was after a taping. We'd all go into a room with Anthony's, I mean, I'm just going to say Dewey Foley.
Baker.
And we would just come up with these ideas for these promos. And it was like making magic. It was just awesome.
And this
was
like
awesome.
This is like 11:30 after NXT. Everyone's gone and we're just in there still powwowing.
Yeah. The janitor's in there cleaning up, like sweeping. And we're just in there causing a ruckus, a complete ruckus.
Yeah. And then eventually, you know, the as it grew, then it started to be posted on, you know, NXT's social media.
Oh, that's
and then,
right.
And then eventually WWE, and then the social team decided, hey, let's throw this up on YouTube. So like it was really starting to grow with that.
We just started releasing stuff on our own, on our own Twitter. And then to the 205 Twitter picked it up, and then NXT Twitter picked it up, and then the WWE Twitter picked it up. It just kept growing and growing.
Yeah.
I distinctly remember when you really caught our attention on one episode of NXT where I believe you thought you'd lost. Kevin Owens was there, and then he informed you that by a technicality, you won and all. How do you like that? All that comes out. And it was just, I assume this is just you trying to sort of pop each other with the things you come out with in that moment.
So in a way, we always have that philosophy of if you can pop the boys, because as far as you know, wrestlers have seen it all. We're in the thick of it. So we tend to be some of the most jaded of the bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Of the most lapsed wrestling fans there are.
Everything sucks.
Exactly. So if you can start popping the boys and the girls, now you're like, okay, we got something. So that was kind of like, oh, how can we make people laugh and start from there? So
anytime we did a promo or an interview or something, and if the boys came back with feedback, and they loved it. All right, that's a keeper.
You know, it's a hit. Yeah,
that's an absolute keeper.
How does that transition from, like you say, just filming stuff to either go on your social media or WWE's YouTube to then it getting on TV? How do you pitch, for example?
Yeah.
How about we interrupt the NXT Women's Champion and offer her to take a swing?
Well, a lot of that just took on a life of its own. Really, I think after maybe about 10 or 12 episodes of us doing the show on our own, now it's like, oh, they started noticing, like, there's something going on over here. And like, especially so a lot of the writers started seeing it. And then, so they start liking it. And then out of nowhere, I think Shawn Michaels and Triple H start seeing some buzz on it and catching a glimpse of it. And it's like, oh, so
oh,
like
this Matt is what saying, these guys do.
Like Matt was saying earlier, it's hard to hire a bunch of people and be like, where do they fit? Unless you have an idea off the bat, right? And that was one of those like, oh, I see where they fit. So those ideas started to just come on their own. Like we weren't really pitching like, hey, let us just be background characters. But it was kind of like, we see what you are and here's how we can start fitting you in and all those ideas. And then they'd give us an idea and we'd kind of spitball it back and forth. Like, how can we make, because we always want to maximize the amount of time we have. Mm. We always say, give us 30 seconds and we will make the absolute best we possibly can. So we would spitball those ideas and then you get him getting punched in the face by Raquel Gonzalez.
and that's something that Hunter and Sean always said was, we give you guys like a grain of rice, you know, and you make the absolute most of it. You make the absolute most of it. And to me, like, compliment than that, you know what
all
I mean?
Day.
I like the fact that you've continued this outside of WWE as well. You've got the Show Rules YouTube channel and stuff. Just being able to keep that going must be, you know, some semblance of normality in this, you know, ever-changing situation for you guys.
Well, it keeps you on a path, you know. So we get the call, I don't know, let's say 3 o'clock, Fridays ago. And, you know, it's devastating. So go home, I'm talking with my wife.
Pregnant wife.
My pregnant wife.
Pregnant wife, Stacey.
Very pregnant wife.
Pregnant wife,
Stacey. Absolute champion, this woman. An absolute champion, you know.
Glowing.
And we're just like, oh, we have to film a show tonight. We have to do something tonight.
The timing worked out.
Put it up Saturday morning.
The time worked out really well because, you know, our time slot was always Saturday mornings at 10. When WWE moved us. 10:30. Sorry, 10:30. Can't even get my own time slot right. 10:30. When WWE moved us over to YouTube, they moved us to Thursday at noon.
Oh, was this a thing?
Rough, but luckily we got released on a Friday, so we 10:30 Saturday mornings
back in our time
wide
slot.
Open
back in our time slot. So very excited.
We got at it right away that night, like 4 hours after it ended the call. We filmed the show.
Yeah,
it must be an incredibly stressful period, like you say, a pregnant wife and all this going on. How have you coped over the last few weeks?
Doing all of this stuff honestly has really helped because like. we've really been able to tap into this creative side of things. And like, so we're doing the show every Saturday. Last night, we just released our version of The Show Rules Sports, where we're talking sports.
Yeah.
We have other ideas in the pipeline for all these shows and all these little things.
Then
you get setting up merchandising, setting up social media, new channels. So it's
I think we're working harder than ever before. Like we haven't, you haven't slept, you know what I mean? There's so much to get done when something like this is you know, just put on your lap. You got to play the cards that you're dealt, right?
Especially when all of this is so foreign to us. Like I'm editing videos. Like what?
Right.
Yeah. I'm looking at YouTube videos.
You don't edit videos in WWE?
While I'm editing videos. Like I'm clueless on this stuff. Like I went and bought a microphone yesterday for this. Cause I'm like, oh, I can't talk. Clueless.
But buying the ring lights. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the people at the Pro Wrestling Tees, absolute class act.
Pros.
They've been like working with us like diligently to come up with the designs for t-shirts, this and that.
Like the logo you saw on the TV before that stopped, you know, and I can't figure that out.
They've been great. They've been really great to us.
Yeah. So it's been very stressful considering the time, you know, anybody losing their job in any way sucks.
No time to sit around and cry about it. There's no time. Nah. Just get back on the horse, you know, and do what we've always done.
Luckily we have a vehicle to parlay that. I don't know what that is.
Boy, but you parlay. What are you talking? Gambling?
Well, I'm still on the sports show. I'm still stuck on the sports show.
So, you know, you I think in WWE from about 2019, you were enhancement talent as well in and around that. What did you take from your experiences there?
I mean, it is a trove of knowledge there. I think anybody who goes to that system knows that, like, you're learning from some incredible people who've done some really
the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
the greatest of all time to have ever done it.
Like,
you know what I mean?
So it's this progression of knowledge as well. Mm. Like when you start out there, you're getting the base. Like we started in a class with Norman Smiley, who is a genius.
Yeah, people don't understand how good this guy is.
Like, everyone pretty much knows Screaming Norman Smiley, right? For the mainstream, but the stuff like. We would do stuff in training and he's making me do stuff to him without me actually even knowing what I'm doing. Like I'll end up in a top wrist lock and be like, how did I get here? Cause you know, that kind of wrestling is not our strong suit. You know, we're definitely character and entertainment based. So going through that, so you start learning that knowledge. And as you go through the system, now you start getting access to the other coaches. Like when we moved on to Terry Taylor, for example.
The one thing that I really take away from WWE is how detail oriented they are with everything. Like when it comes down to an entrance, how every, you know what I mean? Like Hunter has these visions and to see him executed is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And when we would do like these little segs on TV and stuff like that, like we would do it, you'd rehearse it, you get the general idea for it and go through it. And then Hunter would always be standing there leaning against the barricade. And then he'd come walking up and he'd always give you these one or two little things that would make it from good to wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Always those little things. So it's all, like, we'd always like to just sit there and watch him go through the process and what touches he's putting on. So it's learning, like you're saying, that detail, how to make something that's good into really good.
And you got to be ready for anything. You got to be ready for absolutely anything. So a couple weeks ago, we're doing our pre-show. Just starts pouring rain out of nowhere. We had all this stuff planned with the audience and expecting the sun to be shining and having a barbecue and all of that just kiboshed at the absolute last minute.
Yeah.
Just pissing rain, guys. You don't understand. It was a Florida downpour, okay? And we're just like, are we still doing this? And nobody knows. We're 15 minutes from going live here. Nobody knows. Are we still doing this? I don't know.
We have this playhouse that's like supposed to be set up in front where the crowd is. We're like, where's the house? Where's that going? So we ended up just doing it in a warehouse.
Half the material that we had planned is now no more good. Scrapped. Like we can't use it. And then 5 minutes before we're supposed to go live, like, okay, we're still doing it. And we said, F it. Okay, we're going. We got to do this. So you have to be ready for anything. And it's just a fantastic lesson, you know?
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to ask you, I mentioned there your enhancement talent for the likes of Revival, AOP. What's that like and what instruction do they give you? Obviously, it's, you know, make these guys look good, but is there any further details like that or how does that come about and work?
So you wouldn't believe at the lack of instruction that you get in this situation sometimes.
So it's not only the enhancement matches we did, but you know, we were also extras quite a bit. Yeah. Like
if you go and watch the first women's Hell in a Cell, Charlotte and Sasha, we're the paramedics that come out.
Right.
And I don't know, I guess we're trying to take Sasha to the back or something.
Right. And that's a whole, like, that's a big spot and huge, a very spot, important match. Right. So like, so just to talk about instruction and direction, we were just on the side of the stage, just with a stretcher being like, yeah, so
is somebody going to come tell us when we got to go, or
do we know what we have to do?
So luckily,
going to be,
luckily for them, we're not two fools and we've been around it for a minute, so we know what has to be done. But yeah, and we're just like, I think this is the cue. I think this is it. This has to be it. We're going now, you know, just insane.
There's certainly a lot of figuring it out as you go, as because, like, you know, you have this operation. There's so much that goes into it that things are bound to fall through the cracks. So when you look at it, as far as, let's say, an extra or an enhancement person, hey, you're not the priority.
No, you're right? Definitely not the priority.
I think they just expect that you know what to do with the job. You know, like, we know we're going in to wrestle AOP. We're going there to get squashed. Like, come on. It's not our time to do all our high-end offense.
But I love that when you see, you know, like you say, whether it be, ambulance men or security who are going to get, are trying to separate people or are going to be taking licks from people who can't be separated. So it's just go with it. And if you get clobbered by someone, sell it.
Hey. You're getting paid for it.
We had one night where we did security for Goldberg and Brock. Okay. Oh. Yeah. This is 2016. Terrifying. And we're like lined up diagonally.
I remember, yeah.
Right. Okay. So we're in that group. And I just remember the unpredictability of the moment.
Because
Brock is breathing down your neck.
We're facing Goldberg and have our backs to Brock, who's just pacing. And you literally hear him breathing behind you like this caged animal. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen.
You have no idea. So we had, you know, obviously the spot is planned in the afternoon, but at this point you're like, all bets are off. Anything can happen here. Yeah. And sure enough, Brock just shoves somebody and it's on. And then Goldberg just started clobbering people. Oh my God.
It was wild.
It was insane. Time of our lives.
Yeah, it was great.
For being in the ring with, you know, someone like the size of Goldberg or Brock Lesnar, particularly Brock Lesnar, like a former UFC heavyweight champion who, if he feels you're not really showcasing his abilities as well as, I mean, you look at Braun Strowman, an errant shot here on a pay-per-view, and that's what he does. Like, if you're just as some security guy in his eyes, like, you're getting launched.
Yeah. And being in that ring, like, you have these guys who could literally slaughter us if they wanted to.
Yeah.
And then you have this crowd who's just at this unbelievable height because this is huge,
huge moment. World,
you know,
you could in those moments, you feel it.
You feel the
energy of the audience. It's really something.
Yeah. Terrifying and exciting and crazy all at the same time.
Yeah. Take us back. Hey, those extraing days.
A lot of stories. Stuff. Maybe we figure out a show to tell all these stories.
Oh, that'd be exciting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, so obviously you know, it sounds like you had a great time, doing those extra bits. And what's some of your favorite moments within WWE?
For me, like off the top of my head, it's just the boys.
Yes.
The locker room.
Yeah.
BSing with the boys. I live for it.
Yeah.
I absolutely live for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude, the locker room stuff is like, there's just some of the best people, like sharing a locker room with Fandango, for example.
Yeah.
Just what an absolute treat.
What a gem.
Huge man crush on Dango forever. You know, that's definitely a huge part of it. And like, I just being immersed in wrestling is also a fantastic part of it. Like, you get to know these people, like, you know, we built this relationship with Terry Taylor and just he's mentoring us and stuff like that. And like building those relationships and being in that environment. And like, my favorite part is like for us, for just what we did was like finding the small ways to contribute to the whole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even if our time is a minute, 30 seconds, whether we're doing a backstage, whether it's go and make these people look good, we'll find a way to let us stand out, but by also pushing the whole product forward.
There's something about the energy of like a TV day where, you know, you have a match and it's on national television and you're doing pushups, trying to get a pump before you go out. They're like that energy. Yeah. That energy, you just live for it. You just, I was about to curse, but you just live for that energy.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable.
And it's just one of those things, like as lifelong wrestling fans, that's what you grow up wanting to be. Yeah. Like, we always wanted to be WWE wrestlers and it's great that we made it wide open for the future. Now it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, it always sucks leaving, but at the same time, there's also a huge excitement for it because we did accomplish what we wanted to do.
Let's go.
There's a lot out there to do as well.
We got our legs cut out from underneath us.
Yeah.
You know, we have so much more to do.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
I'm excited to see, I'll ask you in a second about the teams you want to give a taste to.
Give them taste. All over the place.
You talked about growing up together. I think I saw mentioned somewhere you met in third grade, which is year four for our UK viewers.
Yep.
backyard wrestling and that sort of thing. I think Matt was pretending to be Gangrel. Who were some of your favorite wrestlers growing up?
Oh, wow. Gangrel. So for me, I think Chris Jericho has to be on top of that list, you know.
Of course, being Canadian, you have to be a Bret Hart fan.
Yeah. Ooh, like, yeah,
it's pretty much
no
customary.
You know, it's a funny story.
Like our healthcare.
Like, I remember in like summer of 95, summer of 95, okay? Huge Bret Hart fan. But like Shawn Michaels kind of on the rise.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like a little bit of shame as a Canadian that I was starting to like Shawn maybe a little bit more.
Also the same time
I don't know, where
Full Metal came out and he really loved the Sexy Boy song. You put on the cassette and
Why what are you doing?
Hey,
it's a great song.
Exposing. I definitely all time is for me is Bret. Even though I'm Canadian, like it's not based on that bias. It's like I can watch Bret wrestle anybody at any time, any period, and just be sucked into what's going on.
That 97 Bret Hart run. You put that up against anybody.
Unbelievable. You know? And then obviously as we grew up, move into the Attitude Era, like Edge and Christian were huge for us. Like I feel like I always personally gravitated towards those people who were like these, they could entertain me with the character and the promos and the skits and the sags. Wrestling matches were always great, but I always wanted to see what was happening and how these characters interacted in situations.
It also must be great being Canadian more recently, seeing the likes of, you know, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. And I always used to love it when Raw or SmackDown or would go to Canada. And like whether they're meant to be babyface or heel, that goes out the window when you're in Canada. It must be great to see going back there.
For sure. It's a lot like when they go to the UK, right? All the UK guys, like, it's just absolute madness. It's pandemonium every time. Like, there's nothing more fun than watching that on television.
Like, we were talking about Dango not too long ago.
Bizarro World.
Remember how crazy the crowd was for Dango?
Yeah, that's you guys. You guys did that.
That's all you. Yeah. You with your singing and all that. Yeah. Yeah, that's you. It is cool to see, especially like with Sammy and Kevin, like, we've come up together. We've known them since we're like 15, 16. So it's like, it's really cool to see this pocket of guys from home making all these things.
So the night we wrestled AOP, okay. This is in Montreal, right? Our hometown, their hometown. And I remember like kind of being under the stands, I guess. And I'm just doing push-ups, getting a pump, and Sami Zayn's music hits and the place just erupts. Ooh. And I'm getting goosebumps. I'm literally getting goosebumps talking about it right now. But I was like, that is everything you dream of as a child right there in that moment, you know?
Especially when it's for a good friend, because then you know it's kind of extra heightened because like, oh, that's, you know how he's feeling. And it's great to see a friend get that it type was, of reaction. It was insane.
It was wild. Monday Night Raw.
Whew.
Monday Night Raw.
It's amazing. I talked about your potential dream opponents, teams or people that you'd love to face next. Who do you want to give a taste to then?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I want a piece of the Good Brothers. Want some of that Good Brother ass, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you right now. Huh? How about that?
Get a little revenge for the main event loss we had against them, you know?
They owe us
whooped
one.
Us. Whooped us.
Did they ever?
Whooped us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Big LG.
Yeah, little, Big LG.
Little Stifskis.
This guy.
Huh? No, Good Brothers, and, you know, the name holds Good Brothers. I'd love to tangle with them again.
Absolutely.
FTR is another one. They whooped us. Love to get another round with them. Just great dudes.
If you guys get a chance to go watch that match, please go watch it. I think it's like the April 26th, 2016 episode of NXT. It's something.
It's wild.
It is something. I love it.
WrestleMania Access from WrestleMania 32 in Dallas. Yeah. It's a wild time. Who else? Obviously, Dark Order. You know, whether it be John Silver and Alex Reynolds or
what about
the Uno,
Evil
and
Uno,
Grayson.
Stu Grayson,
these
guys, we
herds,
you know, known them a long time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind getting a piece of their ass as well.
Spent a lot of time in cars with these guys, built up a lot of animosity, you know, Grayson always wants ice cream.
This guy
has
loves
that kind of a body.
Stu Grayson loves breakfast any time of the day. Yeah. Me, I believe breakfast time. You're eating breakfast at 9 p.m. There's something wrong with you.
Guy.
There's something wrong with you. I don't know what to tell you.
I was going to say, my 8-year-old eats breakfast, but he calls it a topsy-turvy day, and he's 8. So that's sort of
his wild. You need to,
teach
him.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd get along.
Breakfast is breakfast time. What else we got? We got the...
You let him know he's wrong.
Yeah, you got the Young Bucks, we've tussled with quite a few times.
Yeah, of course.
A great pack of matches with them in Chikara. Would love to give them a taste.
Of course, give them a huge taste. Let's go, boys. Let's tangle.
We've been around for a long time, so we have been able to wrestle these guys and a lot of these teams, but it would be great to do it
now
as
on a bigger stage,
as we've all matured as performers and wrestlers. It'd be great to just literally any team that's around right now, make
the best friends.
The best friends.
The best friends. These guys.
I think we're the best friends.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Maybe we wrestle the Iconics. How about them?
The Briscoes.
Oh yeah.
The Iconics. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be something.
The Briscoes. Yeah, I mean the list goes on and on. Literally, like, and anybody you can name, we're ready to go.
Open for business.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are your plans as of right now? Like you say, your wife's expecting, it's all a bit up in the air. What's on that bucket list, or what are you hoping happens next?
So obviously we've been doing a lot of brainstorming. A
lot of brainstorming going on.
The world is of wrestling. There's a lot of options right now. So, you know, being free agents, it's
an exciting time. Things are starting to open up everywhere, right? So I think the window's wide open. Yep. We could go really anywhere we want. But yeah, first and foremost, right now I'm about to become a father in a month. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, that's the priority right now, and we're gonna go from there.
And then focusing on the YouTube channel that we started, figuring out exactly what that is. You know, we know we have the show Saturday mornings, but what else are we gonna bring to that? So that's a great little outlet there. And then
what's the name of that YouTube channel, by the way?
The Show Rules.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah, the Show Rules. Check it out.
Well, speaking of that, I was going to say, I don't have any chewing gum to hand, but I do have a coffee chew. So
okay, it's not gum, but you can chew it.
Yeah, chew it.
Are we doing a chew?
Oh,
are we doing a chew here, boys?
I was just wondering if I can get a chew of the week from you.
Yeah, you want a chew of the week? Right. Yeah, no problem.
We're going to have to split this.
Times are tough.
Budget's tight.
We're
the gum.
We're cutting the gum in two.
It is time for
the chew of the week.
Because when we got a problem with you,
you get a chew.
Oh, let's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bubble
where's
gum.
Where's Adam Cleary? Mm. Where's this guy? This guy deserves a chew. I'll tell you right now. I've seen him do his ups and downs a couple of years ago. Yeah. No problem. We got a real problem with you, Adam Cleary. You want a taste? Oh yeah, you got a taste coming.
Here's the thing. You're gonna listen. You're gonna listen good. Okay.
Yeah.
The ups.
Yeah.
And the downs.
Yeah. What about it?
Always ups.
Oh yeah. Okay. Always ups.
Always ups. Because if it comes down, you're going to get a taste.
Oh, yeah.
Thin ice, Adam.
Thin ice.
Thin ice. Ice. Okay?
Don't everybody's on thin ice at the what culture. I'll tell you that.
Don't let it happen again.
I think, coffee.
Here we go.
Conspicuous by his absence on your list of dream opponents there was one Simon Miller, but that makes a lot of sense considering the size.
Oh yeah, this guy. Hey, this piece bald, of work. This bald idiot.
Real piece of work.
Listen.
Final few questions as we conclude. It's so good chatting to you guys. I often ask this, and I feel like you two would be great to get an answer from for this in terms of the film of your life, the film of the show rules of Matt and Jeff. Who plays you in that film?
Ooh. I want Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. Ray,
a young Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
Let me see. Maybe I'd go with Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Ooh, yeah. Good answer.
Great body on that guy. Great body.
Yeah, you have to pick. Yeah. Is that the way you have to pick the right season for Rob there? Otherwise, you're
I'm picking hard body. Like when he did the dance number. Like not Fat Mac.
Fat Mac
will be me in like 15 years. That's when I'm retired. Wow. That's when I'm getting the gun. But
yeah, I think I need more of a spray tan. I'm looking at this picture. I don't know.
It's also the lighting.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not favorable.
Maybe.
Figuring it out.
Any advice to aspiring wrestlers that you'd like to give?
Oh, don't quit.
Yeah.
Never quit. If you want it, just keep going. Plow ahead. And it's not going to be easy, right? You're not always going to get the payday that you want. And sometimes... it's about the experience, you know?
And a lot of the time you do have to make your own breaks. Like, look, there's going to be people who just jump off the page and they are kind of like the chosen guys through and through, chosen guys or girls. But most of the time you're really going to have to make things happen for yourself, whichever way that is. And you got to figure out what that version is for you. For us, for example, it's by doing stuff like the show, the character work and promos.
You have to have something. You have to have one thing. What is, are you the best high flyer? Do you have the best body? Can you talk? Are you a personality? Find whatever your one thing is and exploit it. Go to town on
Absolutely.
It. Get better.
And I think like when it comes to us, like that's, I feel like what we do between each other is probably the best act of this nature that's going.
Oh yeah. Nobody can touch it.
If you want me to do a 450, forget about it. But so when it comes to that, just never stop. Cause you never know how close you are until it actually happens, you know?
That's for sure. Oh, be a good person. Make friends.
Be a good person.
Right? Get along with everybody, man. It's so important.
And real, too. Not like that
facetious smile. Don't be a phony.
No.
Don't be a phony.
Really care about people, and you'll go a long way.
I got a lot of questions sent to me when I was asking for questions.
Friends of the show.
Is this the lightning round?
We're about to get to the lightning round.
Lightning is a terrible word. They just beat the Montreal Canadiens. I don't like it.
But are you aware there's an Everrise cryptocurrency?
Yes, we are aware. Okay, because when we would vanity search our name on Twitter, of course we would, right? Who doesn't? And like maybe 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, all of a sudden it was just Crypto City. I was like, what?
Crypto tweets.
I was just we were just on NXT an hour ago, and there's nothing.
Just bought crypto. Unbelievable.
Piece of work.
Maybe I'll buy some.
Yeah, maybe we buy some.
I'm lost on that. I've realized it. I've hit that point now. I don't understand what an NFT is or a crypto.
Oh, yeah. Somebody has to explain all that stuff to us.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Lightning round then. I've called this the How Do You Like That lightning round.
Ooh, how do you like that?
Oh, yeah.
How do you like that?
What you gonna do?
Let's go. I'm fired up here, guys. I'm fired up. Ready for the lightning round. Is there a buzzer? We don't have a buzzer.
Coffee's sitting up. We don't.
How do you win?
I think I'm just fascinated to know your answer. So let's start things off nice and simple. How do you like that? Eggs.
Love eggs. Scrambled eggs.
I like sunny side up.
Scrambled. Got to be scrambled.
Both good decisions. Coffee, obviously.
Instant and hot.
Not instant.
Dark.
Hot. Black.
Black all the way.
Weather.
Sun. Give me the sun, but no humidity.
Yeah, no humidity. That's you know, and living where we live right now, it is rough.
The swamp.
It is rough. We live in a swamp.
It's just dark and humid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The worst.
Yeah, living in the north of England is you long for sun, and then when you look like I do, i.e. English Seamus, it's all
that's funny. That's great.
Usually regret it. How do you like that steak?
Ooh, you know, I was always like a medium guy.
No.
But now I'm medium. No. I know where you're going. Sorry.
He's a medium guy, which that was fine. That's a good steak.
What are you gonna do?
What you want?
Yeah, tell him.
Is a Chicago medium. It's also called a Pittsburgh medium. Now, what they do is they cook your steak to a nice rare. They get out a nice little skillet, right? They put some butter in.
A lot of butter.
Some garlic.
You can never have
rosemary,
too much butter.
And then they crisp up
both sides. Yeah.
Burn it to a medium. Oh
yeah. Delicious.
Magnifique.
Guys, the crisp on this steak.
You go
it's
to
really
it.
Something.
You're never going back.
Oh yeah. William Regal, also a fan of the Chicago style steak.
He is.
Oh yeah.
Let's go. How do you like that? Burgers. What have you got? What toppings?
Oh, this guy's a burger guy.
Yeah, I love burgers.
The
I love
Burger
burgers.
Baron.
Look. So I love a McDonald's burger. I don't care what anybody says. It's nothing to sneeze at. All right. You give me a quarter pounder. That's my number one.
I like, I like a normal burger. I don't like it when you get all these complicated things like putting an onion ring on it.
And
what are we doing?
And if you put mayonnaise on your hamburger, there's something wrong with you.
Like the Wendy's does mayo.
Yeah,
and ketchup.
I can't do it.
It's very good.
And why are your burgers square, Wendy's? What are we doing?
You got to be different. Like you were telling the people earlier, if you want to be a wrestler, you got to stand out. They love the square.
Yeah.
So they leaned into it.
Final.
What are you talking about?
Final few. Yeah. You can tell I was panicking 5 minutes before this interview as I've run out of options here. How do you like that bathing regime? What's your bathing regime?
A shower.
So for me, you got to take care of this coif, right? You got to take care of this head of hair is very, very important. Everything else, who cares as long as the hair looks good.
I was never a loofah guy. You know, the little sponge thing. I was never that type of guy. But recently I've gotten into it. Things are way easier. Things are way easier.
Changes your life a little bit.
Yeah.
I got these exfoliating gloves. So you got to get a scrub going.
This guy's real fancy.
You betcha. Nice little
real fancy.
Hey, listen. Especially when you do as much spray tanning as you do as a wrestler.
Well, that's why I got into
to scrub it off.
That's why I got into the loofah. Just you got to scrub off that spray tan.
Try the gloves.
Make your skin real raw.
Try the gloves.
I was going to say, I think you can tell which one's got excess money rather than the one who's saving for a child arriving when they're splashing out on it.
The gloves are a dollar store expense.
Okay.
Exfoliating gloves.
Yeah, at the dollar store.
What are we doing?
Can't go wrong.
Finally, how do you like that? Favorite country, obviously, other than Canada.
Wow. England.
Oh.
No. God, you're really putting us
Other than Canada?
Yeah, other than Canada.
The United States of America.
Yeah, United States of America.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. This is where we pay our taxes.
Japan was a fantastic place to visit. It's culture shock, but welcoming. I'd go with probably Japan.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you're more than welcome here in the UK, especially at the What Culture offices anytime soon.
Never been to the UK.
Ooh.
Got to make that happen.
We'll have to get that in the diary then. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If people want to subscribe to your YouTube channel or follow you on social media, guys, where do they need to head?
So you got to go to the show rules on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, the socials are I'm at Chase Parker WWE.
At Matt Martell WWE. These are about to change, though, guys. But it's a whole process.
It's a whole
right?
process.
You want to keep the check mark. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Same on Instagram. But especially right now, it's the YouTube channel is the
show rules. The show
just,
rules.
Just go and subscribe.
You know,
like it's free, guys.
It's very annoying in YouTube videos when everyone's like, like, subscribe, this and that, right? But now we get it.
Now you get it.
You got to help out the algorithm.
I feel a part of me die every time I say it.
But
the cost of doing business.
You do what you got to do to get the job done.
Smash that like button.
Smash it.
Why are we smashing it?
Your dog is being very good right now. You would think you would be
my dog Rufio.
Being great.
Great dog.
Yeah. It's welcome to the world of YouTube, gents. Absolute pleasure to chat to you. We will hopefully chat again very soon. Best of luck. We'll keep an eye out for you guys. But for now, Matt and Jeff of the showrooms, for me of Everrise, thank you so much for chatting to What Culture today.
Thank you guys.
Oh, yeah. What culture.
What an interview.
Well done.
We did it.
It's good.
Get a taste. Cheers.
Thank you, boys. Cheers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.